going to go through some of the halachas of Kibud Av V'Em. The Yerushalmi says at the beginning of Masechtas Peah that Kibud Av V'Em is, it's one of the chamura sheba chamurais. It's one of the most significant mitzvahs in the Torah. Obviously we know it's in the Seres HaDibros. Whatever exactly the criteria of making something into a Dibra, we don't know exactly. We don't, we're getting involved in what that means. But Akaponim, it's definitely from the chamura sheba chamurais, like Yerushalmi says. The Gemara says that Kibud Av V'Em is equated to Kibud Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a hekesh between Kabedes Avicha V'Simecha and Kabedes Hashem Mehoincha. The Gemara makes a drasha that the Mechabed, a parent, is equivalent to being Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And similarly, you find there's a mitzvah of Yirah, there's a mitzvah of Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tiro, and again it says Hashem Lekecho Tiro. There's a concept of Yirah which applies to a parent, an awe and a respect which is expected from a child vis-a-vis a parent, somewhat equivalent to the awe and the yira the person is supposed to have vis-a-vis a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that being so, that it's such a significant mitzvah that it has the covet is equivalent to that of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the yira is that of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that makes it into the Chamur Sheba Chamuris. There's a famous Chinuch. The Chinuch understands the foundation for the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is an element of Akaras HaToiv, that there is, a person has to give them Akaras HaToiv for that which they have brought, their parent has brought them into this world. Whatever he's going to accrue in his life, the good and the bad, whatever he's going to accrue in this life, the opportunity only came because of the parents. So for that alone, a person has a mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So a parent gives birth to a child and the child is taken away from them at that moment, chas v'sholom. And they meet again, the child, 50 years later, the child has a chibur, Kibud Av V'Em. The parent didn't raise him, the parent brought him to this world. So that is a chibur, Kibud Av V'Em, right just for that. I saw an interesting tshuva, where Poisek suggests that beyond that, if you, the parent who's put in tremendous amount of hours and money, etc., and effort to raise a child, there's an element of Kibud Av V'Em, he almost sees it as a chayv mamon. So even in the case of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em would not actually apply, the concept of owing the parent their due and giving back to them, etc., would be mechuyev to. He's talking about a hekatimsa where a person was a ger. So you don't have the actual mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em once it's megara, you have mitzvah derabanan. He said, but this concept that a person owes back to the parents for what they've given, that would be a chiyuv, almost a chiyuv mamon. He felt that would apply in that situation of a ger also. It's a chiddush, but that's what he wanted to say. Just one last thought on the Rav Hirsch says in his understanding of the mitzvah, the rationale of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is our sort of our a mesorah comes from a parent to a child. If there'd be no concept of respecting the parents, we couldn't have mesorah. We couldn't have the transmission of the Torah. So the Torah, it's so significant because the foundation of the transmission of the Torah is rooted in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Have a good morning.